USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
And I think what you will see is continued expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the committee, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who was facing criticism for his decisions during a school shooting, was placed on administrative leave last night. Uvalde School District Superintendent Hal Harrell made the announcement. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A name change is taking place in Illinois.
If invasive carp doesn't sound appetizing, how about a plate of Kopi? The state of Illinois unveiled a market-tested rebranding campaign to make the fish appealing to consumers. 4 species imported from Asia decades ago now infest the Mississippi River and other rivers in the U.S. heartland. They also threaten the Great Lakes. Chefs and others in the food industry say the Asian carp, Kopi, is a tasty, healthy fish. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its 3-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
As Democrats in the House continue to stonewall the Biden family corruption investigation, a plethora of evidence is on the Biden laptop computer confiscated from a Delaware computer shop for non-payment. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, on Newsmax overnight says Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and lead the investigation.
The amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was in fact well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with. So you saw the video where Hunter said he would, his father would do anything that he asked. I think now we've seen the sales pitch that Hunter Biden would make to the Russian oligarchs, to the Ukrainian energy companies, to the Chinese Communist Party. All these shady outfits that Hunter Biden's had business dealings with when Joe Biden was vice president, we just now saw the sales pitch. And what we're determining in the House Oversight Committee, the Republicans, is did this compromise President Joe Biden? Did this compromise him in his decision-making process?
The made-for-TV January 6th Commission resumes Thursday. The schedule includes live testimony from Jeffrey Rosen, the former acting attorney general who replaced William Barr in the final weeks of the Trump administration. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.